Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
October is Anti-Bullying Month, but what can we do so that bullying isn't the norm? We'll talk about this and a whole lot more on this week's podcast, To End Bullying, End the Bullying Culture. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com. Click on either for families or for treatment programs, then click on any podcast, scroll down to the end where it says submit your question and enter it there. Hey, why not do it today? And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, yes, October is Anti-Bullying Month, and bullying is, of course, a huge issue. Bullying can be lethal, it can be brutal, and it can be subtle. In all cases, it hurts and leaves scars that last a lifetime. Here's a story I'd like to share with you. A mom and her seventh grade daughter came into my office to talk about the girl's sadness. Clearly, she was a sensitive soul, and things do affect her deeply, and she's articulate and able to communicate her feelings easily to her mom, less so with me, but she did pretty well. Mom wanted to know what to do to help her daughter. Recently, mom withdrew her from the local middle school and enrolled her in an online alternative school. She put lots of structure in place for her daughter to be with her friends, but it wasn't going to be an everyday kind of thing. Of course, I wanted to know why they chose an alternative program. Now, the youngster told me that the kids and teachers at school were mean. And I asked a lot of questions about what that looked like, and she had lots of examples of her being picked on and of teachers who used a harsh authoritarian tone to manage the class. Even though she had her own group of friends, the school environment felt alienating, unsafe, unfriendly. So here's the kicker for me. When I asked mom what the principal said when they asked to transfer, the principal simply complied and never asked why. Now, this is a good kid with good grades, and she wasn't interested in why she was withdrawing from her school. She simply acted as a bureaucrat, moving paper and kids. Let's back up a minute. What's bullying? Bullying happens when someone or several people or institutions use their power to hurt others or a group of others. Bullying can be active, such as name-calling, humiliating, or threatening, or physically injuring. Bullying can be passive, by excluding others, keeping them from enjoying the benefits of inclusion, such as a friend group, or getting hired for a job, or being called on in the classroom, or being sold a home in a different neighborhood. In order to talk about bullying, we need to talk not simply about bullying as an act, which of course it is, but the culture in which bullying grows and what it really means to create a culture that doesn't support bullying. If we're going to be honest, and be honest with ourselves about wanting to end bullying, we have to look at that social climate that our kids live in, that we all live in, and ask, is this a bullying culture? Well, we can't ask that question without looking at the highest level of our country, where the President of the United States uses bullying as his primary way, if not his only way, of getting what he wants. Getting crowds of people to shout, "Lock her up!" in unison, calling Latino immigrants rapists and murderers. And when anyone disagrees with him, they're immediately name-called with reference to their size or a physical handicap or difference or other physical characteristics, much like you'd expect in a destructive middle school environment. This high level of bullying is making everyone in our country feel unsafe, and it promotes bullying in schools, on the streets, and everywhere. It promotes a bullying climate, a bullying environment. In our homes, too often we use anger and threats to get what we want. And I've talked a lot about how that creates and is created by control battles that undermine youth development and leads to parental burnout. Let's go back to my middle school principal. Schools can put up anti-bullying signs if they like, but that's not going to change a school, and it's not going to end bullying. In fact, it can be hypocritical. They can say, if you see bullying, confront it and report it. But if you confront bullying in a bullying culture, there will be no mechanism to address it. The only way to end bullying in a school is to change the culture of the school. To have a school that doesn't support bullying, you need a culture that says to each and every kid, hey, you know, we're glad you're here. We're invested in your success, and we're confident that you can and will thrive here. We know you have a lot to offer, and we're interested in getting to know you and have you share who you are with us. Now, teachers are going to need to know that some students have seriously traumatic background. Others may have issues of loss or other family problems. Some kids will be lesbian or gay or have gender identities different from their biology. And some kids will be racially and culturally in a minority group, and many kids will have neurological differences such as learning disabilities, ADHD, or be on the autism spectrum. And yet, each and every one of these kids is a unique individual who is more than these identifying characteristics. And each one of these kids deserves to be and feel safe and supported. Now, some schools are doing exactly what I just talked about, and they're rebuilding their culture from the bottom up. But unfortunately, this is the exception and it's not the rule. So, if a youth and her mother go to a principal and ask to be transferred, the principal should be extremely concerned and say, oh my goodness, why do you want to leave your school? You're important to us. In this case, the girl would say, I don't feel safe here. And that should set off all kinds of alarm bells. Now let's go back to the subject of our president. Recently, he was using his bullying ways to intimidate a political opponent by bullying a foreign leader to do his dirty work. That's how good he is at bullying. He can multi-bully. Now, finally, and this is really the story here, a courageous individual steps up and follows the whistleblower protocol that says, if you see something wrong or unethical, report it. And we will protect you. An excellent anti-bullying law, right? Well, he or she reports the abuse of power, and what does the president do? He verbally attacks, or we should say bullies, the unidentified whistleblower, and also bullies the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and threatens to have him charged with treason for investigating the whistleblower's complaint. Now, if we're going to be authentic in our quest to end bullying, it's going to take more than anti-bullying month slogans. It's going to take vulnerability and courage. The vulnerability to confront our own experiences with bullying and how it impacted and impacts our lives. And the courage to stand up and lead, just like the whistleblower and the school administrator who transforms a school culture. You know, I'm inspired by these courageous folks. You know, and I'm guessing if I asked them where they got the courage to act, they'd say, what courage? I'm just doing the right thing, doing what needs to be done. What's courageous about that? So listeners, let's get serious about anti-bullying. Where are the places in our lives where we see abuse of power or a lack of physical or emotional safety or exclusion or institutional neglect? What action can we take Where can we make a difference? We can't ask of our teenagers what we're unwilling to do ourselves. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, listeners. And if you are a therapist who works in a behavioral health treatment program and would like to talk with me about improving outcomes in your program, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and shoot me an email or give me a call. I'll be happy to talk with you. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.